good Thursday morning, friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special happy 2 years. That's right, happy 2 years to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio Network, and you can also catch my morning show on EternityReadyRadio.com from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Hope everybody's doing okay on a Thursday morning. We have got a great show lined up today. A little different part of a great show. Stand by one moment. That's right. We have been planning this for a while. Every October the 15th, of course, this is my second year being on the air, has always been a special time. And we want to make it special. I want to share a lot of my journey with y'all. I do every year. I always add things that, you know, that God has done for me. And, you know, I just feel like in my heart that I want to do that today. So we're going to take a break. We are going to take a break, that is, from doing Revelations. We're going to go to Revelations chapter 16, most likely tomorrow. And everything. And I'll have a special guest on and all that good stuff. I think today we're going to be just telling you quite a bit about how my journey, how I got into radio, how God had took me, planted me from a little situation, and then it just started blossoming. So I'm really excited about telling you guys about that. I want to remind you, as always, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Now, you can always Facebook message me on there, and I'm really good about messaging back, I promise you. May take me a tad bit in some cases, but we're here for you, and we want you to know that. Also, you know, you can do your prayer request or anything you may have that I could help you guys out on, or questions biblically. I'll give you as many biblical answers as I can. How's that sound? All right, well, let's kick it off on our very special day. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. Happy 2 years, Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. And happy 2 years to yours truly, CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio network. Okay, I got some special music that I personally like. I got so many of them. I'm only going to pick three of them, so I'm going to play three back-to-back songs. Also, I'm going to put in a Christmas song near the end. Oh, no, CA. Yes, I want to perk things up, a special Christmas song that I like. There's several of them, but I'm going to put one on there, okay, at the close of our show today. All right, so it's basically all about the show, how the show got started, and again, how God had blossomed it. And a little bit about me, my journey in life, and our Christmas song. And I'm also going to put a Mark Lowry in there, Mark Lowry comedy for you here in just a little while. So, are you bright-eyed, bushy-tailed this morning? Do you have your coffee rolling this morning? If not, you better get it rolling. In addition to that, I think it's about time for you to do some jumping jacks or some push-ups. How many of y'all can do push-ups this morning? Let me see. Oh, I can't see a show of hands being on the radio network. All right, let's get it rolling. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. All right. And today's Bible devotion is on Jesus transformed. Now, if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 24, Scripture reminds us that God raised Jesus from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to take its hold on him. You see, friends, in the beginning, Jesus was with God the Father, as we found out and as we read in Scripture in the book of John. chapter 1 and verse 1, he was also the creator of all in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. He is God's son in the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. Find these little scriptures. When the always was stepped in to this world, he did so as the promised one, the world changer, and the life rearranger. He brought kindness, shared wisdom, and friendship. Mostly Jesus came to life, book of John chapter 1 verse 4, light, book of John chapter 8 verse 12, and love in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. He offered acceptance, forgiveness, restoration. He was praised and then he was rejected. In that rejection, the Creator was sentenced to death by his creation. You see, friends, the sacrifice of his life provided the only sin payment that God would accept. In fact, Jesus took care of your greatest need. The last breath of God's Son transformed the relationship you can have with God. On day 3, God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for the death could not keep him in the grip. Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 24 reminds us. You see, friends, Jesus transformed to be your Savior. Amen. Amen. My Savior, your Savior, everybody's Savior. All right, stand by. I got a little Mark Lowry comedy. Then we'll play 3 of my songs back to back. Then we're going to talk about CA's journey and about a little bit about the Morning Brew Christian podcast. Stand by one moment. A bit of Mark Lowry humor, friends, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. Now, I got to tell you this, that, you know, he's talking about church on Wednesday nights and Sunday morning, Sunday night. Well, those were the good old days. And I remember me and my brothers, you know, we went. Even if we didn't want to go, we went. And I'll be sharing that a little bit on my journey. All right, let's kick it off. Three of my songs back to back. One of my favorites, Brent Walker, Believer.
Finding me. Amen. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Well, wow. You know, those are just a few songs that I like, friends. And I'll tell you what, God has just really blossomed me. I'm going to kind of take it a different route. I'm not going to go too lengthy. But I want to tell you what, the last couple of years, how I got to radio, how I got to be on iHeartRadio, and all the other networks, on top of doing Christian podcasting. Something I never even fathomed in my life. But I want to tell you a little brief journey about me. I was raised in church all my life. Actually, I am the son of a U.S. Marine. Of course, my father's a U.S. Marine. I am also a proud father of a U.S. Marine, U.S. Marine Cody, my oldest son. My grandfather was in the Navy, and he served in WW2. He always called it the big one. Sadly, he had caught TB, and he had one lung. But he was strong, and he loved Jesus. So I guess you could say the heritage started with my grandparents on that side, and, you know, raising four beautiful daughters, one of them being my mom and my three aunts, which we just lost one of my aunts about almost 2 years ago. Then running into my father on a blind date. They're celebrated already 55 years of marriage. My grandparents, my late grandparents, was 50 years of marriage. But mom and dad always believed in keeping us in church. Sometimes I feel like I haven't quite met the expectation. Maybe at the beginning I did, and I should have been a little bit better at it. Dad was a bus captain in the bus ministry back in the day, in the 1970s, which would really, if you think about it, would date me way back. My mom was always helping him. Us brothers, when we grew up to be in our early teens, me being the oldest out of the three brothers, we went out there with Dad, dedicated Saturdays, knocking on doors. Now, I know times have changed. I know now that you can't knock on doors, that you got to have a permit tag. It's kind of like a dog tag that shows who you are and what you're doing and all that. So times have changed. Plus, we got social media, a lot of Facebook Lives, a lot of different things, radio and things like that, to reach people, especially during pandemic times, which we're still praying for each and every day. So Dad kept us in church. I got saved at an early age, to be honest with you. I got saved at age 6 years old. I accepted Jesus Christ, very proud to say, in my life at age 6 years old. God took me and he turned me. He flipped me like a pancake and he turned me. And he turned my life around. It's the greatest decision I ever made. I never will forget it. My parents still live in the same home that I grew up in most all my life, except for 6 months of it. I remember telling my parents, I want to know about Jesus Christ. And my Sunday school teacher back in the day came over to my parents' house, brought his Bible, and he taught me about Jesus. And I accepted Christ in my heart. Like I said, the greatest decision I ever made. My other two brothers got saved later on as well at a Baptist church. We were Baptist at the time. We all three, because I waited, we all three got baptized at the same time, which was really a covenant time. And very close, family-orientated man. I've got four kids, two boys, two girls. Really blessed. First thing I do is I wake up and I thank God for just everything he has done for me. Everything. And I said, God, I'm just not desirable for this. But yet he wakes me up and he reminds me, live life to its fullest, enjoy life, serve and follow my will. Not meaning to be scatterbrained, but mom and dad, we did youth ministry and work and witness. I mean, dad, you know, we came and dad and me, we go do work and witness. And my brothers, we go knock on doors, lead people to the Lord. God blessed us. Abundantly. Yes, I got ridiculed. Yes, I got made fun of. I remember one time a kid was telling me, you believe in God? Ha ha, I don't. You know, if you took the word atheist, and I'm probably going to have some people that are atheists that's going to catch this podcast. You may be atheist, but deep down inside, one way or another in your lifetime, you're going to know about Jesus. You're going to hear about Jesus. And the decision that you make is going to be between you and the Heavenly Father, not between me, but between you and God. So people say, I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God. Okay, but at one point in your life, you heard about Jesus Christ and the great and marvelous things that He did for you. And you can always change your life, which I'm going to help anybody with here in a little bit as I finish my discussion of my journey. So I went to after the Baptist church. We had a little bit of an ordeal going on there, which happens at all churches. And my dad was working for a food company, and he drove by, and there's a little church there. There's a little Nazarene church. The kindest, sweetest people back in the day that I ever met in my life. Loving, caring, the way church should be. You know, people think church is just a show sometimes, the non-believer. You know, you see churches where they put the makeup on, and the pastor puts the makeup on, and the choir puts the makeup on. And of course, times have changed, our norm has changed, and we got praise and worship teams, and that's fine. And our particular church that I go to, the seasons have changed, and I never down the church. We lost a lot of good people. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not God, but a lot of people I've lost over the decades that I knew that went to the particular church that I go to. They're up there in heaven, having the time of their life, but what a footprint they left at the particular church that went to for decades. Oh, I'd say me and my family, mom, dad, brothers, son, kids. 30 years of this particular church. And times have changed. You know, you get different pastors in from time to time. God bless them. I never judge them. And you get children's church directors from time to time. And everybody goes through the time and the seasons. God bless every one of them that work in the working for the Lord. I am too as well. But you know, there's a lot of memories. And I think of, well, I got to share one in particular before I march on is, there was a situation where this guy, he loved deer meat. And every Friday, we'd go do volleyball at this particular church. And he would bring deer meat, and he'd cook it, him and his wife. We'd have time fellowship together. They'd do dominoes. And, you know, man, I miss those times. I really do. That was church, fellowship, learning about Jesus and everything. So rambling on, I'll switch gears, tell you a little bit, but so I went and I did children's church. I was a children's church director at our Baptist church for a long time, for a few years. Led some kids to the Lord. Also did puppet ministry, which leads me to do all these impersonations of different people. And then when I finished my Bible college from 1990 to 1993, my dear friend, Pastor Meredith, who's gone on to be with the Lord, who I'm very good friends with his wife, who from time to time when I can make it is our Sunday school teacher back in the day before the pandemic hit. Very sweet, loving lady. But God was not through with me. He had other plans. He wanted me to do nursing home ministry. I had a full-time job. But he wanted me to go out there and he wanted me to work with the seniors. And I did for 7 years. 7 years, friends, I dedicated Thursdays. Thursdays was church days. Thursdays was the days to go out there and tell them about Jesus. We had a great time. We had Bible drives, coat drives, you name it. I led people to the Lord. I wasn't about numbers. Some pastor, oh, we got numbers. Number on this, number 107, 113. No. I just want to know that I did my job and I loved God so much as I still do today. And I led these seniors to Christ. I'd go in their rooms, I'd visit with them, and they'd say, you know, Brother C.A., you're not going to go in here and steal anything. No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm not the kind of person that's going to go in and steal. Because there was ministers that did that, sadly, or deacons that would go in. I've had ladies tell me that. Never asked for a dime. When they gave to their offering, I'd say, we can give it to your local church and send it to the local church. Or I go get supplies. Never pocketed a dime because I had a job. Well, as it fizzled out over the 7 years, there was churches that were jealous because there was a what I call a three-pack of churches in this particular area of the church that nursing center, well, retirement nursing center that I was at. And they came to me, and it was really hard. The activity director said, "Brother C.A." I said, "Yeah. You've been with us. You've dedicated your life for 7 years. You never asked for a dime." She goes, "I just want to tell you that we cannot have you continue doing what you're doing." "What?" "No, because there's churches. There's three particular denominations," which I'm not going to mention, friends, "that didn't want me to continue doing what I was doing because they were afraid I was stealing their members." Come on. Come on. It's an act of Satan. That's what I thought. I held my head up high. I got in my car. I was frustrated. This was 2 weeks, and I should backtrack, 2 weeks before I got a standing ovation, which put tears in my eyes. The staff, the team, the LVNs, the RNs, some of the doctors that were there, hairdresser that knew me, clapping, the cafeteria workers, acknowledging what I did for 7 years, touched lives, prayed for people. They knew when I was coming. They knew. They were ready. And yet some of the nurses were busy and they couldn't roll them in there. So, excuse me, yours truly did. God was working. They surprised me when I walked in the door that day and they gave me a standing ovation. The ones that could stand. And their families, some of their families, friends, was there and they gave a standing ovation. Thanking me, hugging me. I'm forever touched here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. When I talk a little bit about my journey and God's just telling me to preach on and share it. God, thank you, Jesus. You'll have to excuse me. It's just very touching. It can be emotional sometimes. That day I left, I was so blessed. What did I do to deserve it? God reminded me. You worked for me. You did what I wanted you to do. You went out there. You led others to Christ. And you went and you did the choir because I could sing back in the day. Probably still can't carry a tune like I used to. But I went out there and I loved and I served. So switching gears back again after all that had happened, after the lady told me that, the activity director, I was frustrated. Couldn't even say goodbye to all these people, but I know they're up in heaven, and I know one day I will see them. It's been over 11 years now. So I got in my car. I got a good job. You know, I work in production work. I've been there almost 8 years. Took a break for 2 or 3 months. I was in my car driving in from leaving work one day. God had spoke to me, and he told me, he said, "C.A., I've got a job for you to do. You've got a radio voice." What? Me? He reminded me of the day of me and my brother doing these situations to where we would do road trip tapes on cassettes for mom and dad when they road trip. He said, "You've got a radio voice." He goes, "I want you to pray and I want you to think of a podcast show for you to do. And I want you to do it, my son." That night I prayed. He said, "Also, I know you like to drink coffee." Oh yeah, amen, praise God. Got to have that coffee. God spoke to me the next day. And I said, "Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to do exactly what you want me to do." So I got into radio. Well, I got into podcast, then got into radio. I'll tell you, I did that. And became the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And of course, you know, we put it on Facebook. Just me. I was an all-man show producing and everything. And then my son was my start off my fan, then my dad, and then my parents and my family. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but God was working. He was working. It's exciting when he's working. And then I started developing my characters from my children's church director times and doing puppet ministry. And then these ladies, they did a petition drive I never will forget. because I was on Apple Podcasts, Google Play at the time, TuneIn Radio, they loved me. And then these sweet ladies did a petition all across the world. It's just incredible. Because I was on Twitter and everything. Instagram, you name it. And they did a petition drive and I became on iHeartRadio because they wanted me so bad. So God did all that and he blessed me. And now I'm at 2 million listeners. Just got to give myself some cheering on that. 2 million listeners on my listener count all across the world and including the USO Radio Network. I guess what my point is in closing, just to tell you a little briefly about it, is when God moves, when God tells you this is what I want you to do, do me a favor. Not that I'd ever tell you guys what to do. Be humble and obedient and listen to God because he loves you. In closing, before I say a prayer, I want to thank each and every one of you for being your on-air personality for 2 years. I want to thank iHeartRadio, all my friends up in New York and all across the world. I also want to thank Apple Podcast. I want to thank Google Podcast. I want to thank TuneIn Radio. I want to thank my military channel, USO Radio Network. I want to thank my friend Jeremiah, having my own morning show. I got to give myself a cheer for that. How about that? 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. I want to thank him very much. And like him on there, please, guys, download the channel. www.eternityreadyradio.com. I want to thank all your love and support. Thank you. Before I close out, I want to play a quick song. It's Christmas coming up in a couple of months. I know y'all are like, oh, well. This is one of my favorites, Christmas Time with Michael W. Smith.
Amen. I had to play that. I know y'all were like, "See, hey, why are you playing Christmas music this early?" Well, every day is Christmas if you really think about it. Despite the COVID and all this going on and times of uncertainty, let me tell you something. God's got us. He's not going to let go of us, and He's holding us ever so tight. And again, I'm very humbled. The emails I have received from everybody, the Facebook messages, and everything in general. Listen, I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate you guys. And I just praise and thank God for Him giving me the ability to be where I am, to reach over 2 million listeners and counting, and to continue to press on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio, and being on EternityReadyRadio.com, having a morning show, and also doing other things for iHeartRadio, DJ things with Christian DJs or the 80s music or whatever. I wish I could tell you guys, when I fill in for the other DJs, I have no idea where they're going to put me at. So when I'm doing these shows for different things, but what I'm doing is I'm witnessing out there for people in need. And I hope you will get creative and give it all to God and let Him guide you on what to do. So let's lead off in prayer on a Thursday. Again, thank you. 2 years on the air. What a very happy day it's going to be. All day celebration for me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. We thank You for 2 years of being on the air and providing these services that we need for people in need, loving, touching people's hearts, praying for people in need. We thank You, God. And I thank You for giving me just the ability of a guy that just didn't really know I had a radio voice and had the talent to reach and touch hearts out there. I thank You, Father God. Thank You for these over 2 million listeners that have listened to me, and I truly appreciate that. Lord, thank You so much for all You do. Be with us today. Let us have an awesome Thursday, for we ask it in Your precious name. Amen. All right, well, that is going to do it. I am getting ready to saddle up, head out of Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I want you to remember one thing that I really have for you here to grab a hold of. Okay, CA, what is it? I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Do not be discouraged. And I want you to enjoy life as God would want you to, even during COVID time. L-I-F-E. Be safe, wear your mask, social distance. You don't always have to agree with me. Let's save lives out there. Let's be what God wants us to be, okay? I love you guys. Thanks for your love and support. Catch you later. Saddling up, heading out. Bye for now.